Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
All right, now I have no idea how many people listen to specifically my reflections. Some people have told me that they just go listen to so-and-so's podcast every time they're on, or maybe they just listen to mine. But I gave a reflection a while back saying that I was on retreat. I gave a reflection after that saying at some point I would tell you more about the retreat. And God has continued to do great things. And now I'm doubtful that there's anyone out there who has just been like hanging on, and I hope I haven't destroyed any lives, taking so long to get back to you on this. I'm confident that that's not the case. But today I can't help it. I read these readings and I'm moved to share with you more about what God has been doing in my life, especially regarding the awareness of pain that I found in my confession a couple of months ago, which I talked about in a podcast, and as well as my retreat. So I want to start with the reading for today. The first reading is from Romans. Brothers and sisters, we are not debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God, for you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption, through which we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirits that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if only we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. Now, I'll share with you what I did on this retreat. So in my silent retreat, I took a book with me. I had called a friend of mine to share more depth and details into what happened in this confession in the days after that I experienced a couple months ago. He recommended this book called The Wounded Heart. And so I committed to taking this book with me on my silent retreats, and I didn't really do much more in this topic until I had read through this book, or until I had gotten on this retreat, I should say. Now, the subtitle for the book is Hope for Adult Victims of Childhood Sexual Abuse. Now, I know I don't want anyone to be drawn to conclusions of my life. There are many people who know me and have heard my testimony and different realities of my life in many different scenarios and in different contexts. And I just want to encourage you to not draw any quick conclusions. But for sure, God has been revealing to me areas of my life where I've been wounded by others. And throughout these 5 days of my retreat and throughout reading this book, I was given a great awareness of the damage that had been done. And the ways that I act and the ways that I respond to things, and really just how my perception and order of things in so many different ways has really been disordered in my own life. So, and I don't know exactly what I'm supposed to share with you today in all this, but I do, as I read these readings, I just find this great hope. In the first reading, we read, if only we suffer with him, so that way we may also be glorified with him. And then in the gospel, from the gospel of Luke, It talks about being freed from bondage on the Sabbath day. Right? They're wrestling and arguing with Jesus about whether or not a person who has been sick for so long could be cured on the Sabbath day. Okay, and I'm confident that God is working on this in my own life. And those who know me personally, I'm happy to share more details and such about what God has been up to. But I just want to share with you kind of the resolve that I got from this book, because I think it applies to really anyone who's struggling with healing or in need of healing in their own life, or looking for a greater freedom in their own life. And it gives these three things that need to be focused on. Yeah, the first one is honesty, that we might find people that we could be honest with and share details of what's happening. Now, again, I read this book and I started to see myself in the way that I do things with a new light. And so to be honest with my wife and those I trust about these realities, and just to come forward and just to be myself more so with them now, with a greater awareness of who I am and what that means. The second thing is repentance, that these things have caused me to act a certain way, to be a certain way, and to cry out to God in that broken state with my sinfulness, with my ugliness, and to ask for forgiveness of him, and also to ask forgiveness of my wife and others that I have offended as well, in whatever ways that make sense. And then the third thing is bold love. That from that place of poverty, touched by the love of Christ, that I would be able to go forth and to love boldly. Because what I learned through this, reading this book, is my understanding and order of the way that I love is very broken at times. And so I need to train myself and learn to trust that loving boldly in ways that are maybe more challenging for me are going to bring about great life and great fruit. So I ask for your continued prayers as I enter into this new phase that God has me in my life of discipleship with him, as he asks for even more from me. And I'll continue to pray for all of you listeners to this podcast, that you too might be able to have a great honesty, to have a repentant heart, and to have a bold love. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the gift of your life, of your mercy, your kindness. Thank you for always calling us deeper. Lord, help us to trust in the timing and the process that you have for our lives, that you desire to bring us full life, love, peace, and joy. Help us to trust you more and more. We ask this in your name. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username Kofome. That's Kofome. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects, and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co.
That's SUSCIPE.co. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.